Let's bow and pray, may we? Father, we wait before you. We come before you. We have blessed you this day. In fact, we have delighted in singing the praises of God. We've sung some choruses that were great praise choruses, and then we sang some devotional choruses. Choruses that set a love tone between us and you. And we have heard your word read to us, and we have worshiped you, and we have blessed you. And we now come before you to hear what you're saying to us this day, something very special that we need to hear. And while each will hear something differently, I thank you, God, that all will hear something that can be taken home, that can be not put on the shelf, but can be put in the actual working of life's experiences. And so, in short, we thank you for the doctrine of the rain. In Jesus' name, amen. I guess we all have been refreshed by rain at one time or another, haven't we? I can recall, as I look in the Word of God and read about rain, that there are three type rains in the Scripture. There is the rain that's just an occasional shower, and then there's the rain that is the accumulation of drops, and then there's the rain that is just a storm that comes upon us. When I was in Louisiana, I experienced the first one, just the accumulation of drops. It just poured, poured, poured. And also one day there was just a fleeting shower that came. It came and it disappeared as quick as it came. And probably the worst storm that I ever was in, when the Gulf of Mexico, it was a violent storm. So the rain just came down, the winds blew. So I know I have been in all of these rains, and the chances are you have too. And in the Word of God, when I turn to Deuteronomy 32:2, which I would invite you to turn in your Bibles so that you could follow with me our text, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, it talks about the teachings of God, and this is why I call this message the Doctrine of the Rain, and it's in keeping with our series of sermons on the meteorology of God in the Word, because he is the greatest meteorologist that there has ever been. And so he says, my teachings will fall like drops of rain. My teachings will drop like rain falls. So what is he talking about here? He's talking about his doctrines. He's talking about his teachings. He's talking about his speech. He's talking about the Word of God, which is going to fall like rain. So instead of God using words in saying something to mankind, he will just open up the clouds and let the rain fall. And so God has wordless messages that he gives to people from time to time. And we call this, in our case now, the doctrine of the rain. We've looked at Job often in our study when we looked at the clouds. Remember, Job said, can anybody understand the spreading of the clouds? And do you recall, just in review, we looked at the clouds and God said, don't be afraid of the clouds because I am in the clouds. And we talked about clouds having life and that there was glory in the clouds. And God gave direction in clouds. He also gives protection in clouds. So our first sermon on clouds was very, very important. When we go through the clouds, do not worry. God is in the cloud. Then the last time we met, we looked at the dew. And I heard you say several times, in quietness and absorption brings the dew. When we're quiet before God, we can accept the dew. And I remember the Lord just showing me as I was preaching to you that sometimes we're like this plant. We are plants with feet, and we just move around, and God says, I want to give that person the beautiful dew. I'm just going to drop the dew on that person. And when God gets ready to drop the dew, the person's gone. The person has moved over there. And we said we've got to find time to be quiet and be still before God so God can drop his heavenly dew. And dew never gathers unless the temperature falls and the wind ceases. Now with rain today, again we go to Job. And in Job 28:26, we have an interesting comment by this man. Job 28:26. He says, he's talking about the great power of God, and he just talks about God deciding where the rain's going to fall. And if you stop and think about it, God does decide where the rain falls. Now, it is true that the rain falls and the sun shines on the just and the unjust. But people, there are times when God says, I'm going to turn on the spigot, or I'm going to open the door and let the rain fall on a person or persons, being a church, a family, a nation, a people. And so God decides, and he determines when the rain is going to fall. And then about nine chapters over in Job 37, verse 6 of chapter 37, regarding the rain, God says that he, in his word, sends torrents of drenching rain. Torrents of drenching rain, God falls. And there have been times when I know we all have wished for rain. Farmers wished for rain. When you're out in the desert and you're thirsty and dry, you look up to the sky and you say, I just wish it would rain. I need rain. In the Word of God, I have found this past week that God has decided on some occasions to turn the spigot and let the rain fall in certain areas. And as I read the Word, I say, God, these areas are no different than the areas in which I live right now. I am living in areas where you can decide to let the rain fall. And the first is this. The first area is in God's judgment. God's judgment. And there are several scriptures we can turn to, because there have been times when God has said, because of the sins of people, in my judgment, I am going to let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. And you know, the first scripture I could turn to is where? In Genesis, remember the story? When it rained, and it rained, and it rained. Why did it rain so much? Why is the Genesis account telling us that God let it rain? He let it rain because of judgment. Judgment upon the sins of the people. So, if there is a time when too much rain comes, it could well be because of judgment. Now, in 1 Samuel 12, 18, we have an interesting verse about the rain just in passing, where the word says, Samuel prayed, and on that same day, the Lord sent rain, and the people became afraid of the Lord and became afraid of Samuel. When God sent that deluge of rain in the Genesis account of Noah and the flood, the people were afraid. They were afraid because the rain was coming. To begin with, they had never seen rain before. What is it? And then it doesn't stop. And it is still coming. And it is getting deeper. And they became afraid. The rain came because of judgment. So first of all, God's judgment comes in, we call it the doctrine of the rain, is judgment upon sin. Too much rain because of the punishment. But the flip side of that is sometimes he sends no rain because of judgment. And in the scripture in Ezra chapter 10 verse 9, the people had gathered together because Ezra had summoned them. And while they were there, it started raining. This is an example of a whole lot of rain. They would say, I wish we didn't even have rain. But in the opposite of that is when it is withheld. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35, and in verse 36, there was just a time in the life of these people when there was no rain. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35 and 36. When you hold back the rain, why? Because your people have sinned. So here is a scripture that supports the statement that sometimes God will withhold rain because of sin. His judgment, too much is punishment, and being withheld is also a punishment. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 24, another comment from the scripture about withholding the rain. Deuteronomy 28, 24. Instead of rain, the Lord will send down dust storms and sandstorms until you are destroyed. People, this is the consequence of disobedience. So when I am disobedient to the Lord, and when I refuse to do what I know God has asked me to do, then he could withhold the rain. The reason he's not going to destroy us completely with rain again is because he promised in his word, I will never, never destroy because of the sins of people. I will never destroy by flood. The next time he's chosen, what have you chosen next? Fire. He says he's chosen fire next. Flood was first, and that was bad enough. So the doctrine of the rain simply is this. God's judgment is seen in rain. But people, while this is true, and while we need to hear it, and I want you to respond to that in by saying to God, I know I'm doing wrong, I've sinned. My righteousness is as a filthy rag. God, I come to you, please forgive me. He will forgive you. If you persist, then you're going to get the rain, whatever that rain is, upon your life by God. In the meantime, praise God, he's got his showers of blessings. There shall be showers of blessings. And the blessings come to us, not because we deserve them, but because of God's mercy. Will you say, God, let it rain. Show me your blessings that come in rain. And that is the doctrine of rain, because in Psalm 77, verse 6, we're going to turn to two scriptures about the blessings of God, like we've looked at two scriptures about the judgment. God's blessings, Psalm 70, make that 72, verse 6. Psalm 72, verse 6. And when we read the word rain here, we're talking about just the rain that comes. We're talking about general gentle rain. And we read in Psalm 72, verse 6, may the king be like rain on the fields, like showers falling on the land. This is when God is wanting to bless his people. And you know, we as people have been likened to grass and flowers. And when you mow the lawn, it's like cutting the top of the grass blades and making them bleed. And I don't know about you, and I don't know why I even do it myself, but every time I mow the lawn, then I water the lawn. That sounds sort of funny. You water, you mow it, and then you, why water it, make it grow? You just got through cutting it. But like the blades of the grass, when they're cut, it's like they do bleed just a little bit. And what they're doing, they're opening up themselves so that when I rain the moisture down upon them, they can be refreshed, invigorated, and that can be good. And people, the bottom line is, when God mows upon you and you bleed a little bit, you say, that is okay, because after the mowing comes the rain. After the mowing comes the rain. Maybe you've been mowed by the world this past week. Maybe you're being mowed by the enemy right now. Circumstances, things in your life, in your home, or personally, or with family members. You're being mowed. In other words, you're being cut down. What you're going through is painful and you don't like it at all. God says, that's okay, that's okay. Now's the time for the showers. Now's the time for me to fall upon you, the acceptable time for the rain. And while the word of God compares man to grass and it compares his glory to the flowers, when the grass is mowed, it's in a good position. So I get mowed last week a little bit, and I'm mowing the lawn, and I'm saying, God, you're mowing me too. And this grass just sits there and takes it. But when you start mowing on me, I move, you know. You're not going to get me, not going to get this blade. But you know, God's got a sickle. It's moving through the land, and it's moving right through us, and we're getting it. And that's okay. And it's okay to accept what God is doing, because the king has come, and with his sharp sickle, he's making those cuts. And that's okay. Don't dread it, because it's going to be followed by the showers. Amos speaks of the king's mowings. And God has many sickles. And sometimes you are a sickle for somebody else. And sometimes angels will come. And sometimes providential things will happen. So we're constantly being mowed, but the drops will start to fall, and they begin slowly, but then they are distinctly falling. increasing more and more and more until the pouring comes. That's why I like Job 29:23. And again, this word that we read about the rain is just general rain. We're going to look at the torrents of rain in a moment. Job 29:23. My word sank in like drops of rain. Everybody welcomed them just as farmers welcome rain in the spring. God's drops fell like rain, it says here. His word sank in like drops of rain. And recall the first scripture we read in Deuteronomy? It talked about the doctrine of the rain. We are learning what God is saying in the rain. So Job is saying we need to open wide our mouth for the latter rain. As a matter of fact, that those are the words in a different translation other than what I'm using here this morning. It says, open their mouth wide as for the latter rain. So God is getting so hot and dry and thirsty. The things I'm going through personally, the things the church is going through, the things that I know you guys are going through right now, children as well as adults. I mean, if I took time, I could pick each one out and I could say, this is a drought season for them. This is a cutting that they're going through that I know about, much less what I don't know. God, send the rain, send the rain, send the rain. Now, you don't know it, but there's a chorus that goes like that. Gene, you want to play it for us? Send the rain. Now, this is what Job 29:23 said, send the rain, Lord. So, we've been cut. Anybody here been cut this last week? Oh, yeah, we've been cut. Then here's what we do. Listen to the tune. It's very difficult. Send us the rain, Lord. That's the only word. Send us the latter rain. Send us the rain, Lord. And then send us the latter rain. Let's sing it. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Okay, any amens to that? Okay, lift your hands and receive it. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Now, before we sing it again, I want to tell you something about the rains in Palestine. Rains came as former rains, as winter rain, and as latter rains. Now, the people knew about these rains. As a matter of fact, in the Word of God, these rains are labeled such in many cases. Now, the former rains were the showers of October and November. These showers came, and they were called the former rains. What they did was moisten the ground, soften the parched ground, which was very, very important. Then the winter rains came, and they came in December, January, and February, and they were very heavy rains, and they were sent by God so that the grain could be sown. So we got the former rains, we got the winter rains, and then we have the latter rains. The latter rains came in April. The latter rains was so important because they were highly appreciated. They matured and they ripened the fruit. They also stayed the drought of summer. You can take this two ways, the Lord showed me. You could take it if you actually were living in one of the calendar months, send us the rain, Lord, for that particular thing. You could also take it spiritually and say, I am now in the former rains, the winter rains, or the latter rains. If you take it monthly speaking, we are in a time now, which is July, approaching into August. What does the farmer do to prepare for these winter rains? He prepares the soil. So we say, God, prepare the soil in the calendar month in which we live so that we can get advantage of the former and the winter and the latter rains. Spiritually, something very much more important is occurring, and that is God is saying, He wants to send the latter rains to us because, in a sense, we have gone through the former rains individually and as a church. In a sense, we've gone through the winter rains individually and the church. Now we're saying, God, send the highly appreciated latter rains, which will do two things. Mature and ripen the fruit that God is expecting to come forth from our lives and this church. It's time for fruit, people, in our church. There's not as much fruit as there should be. The latter rains do that, people. And also will stay the drought of the next summer, which we are going through. And spiritually, you may be going through a drought season on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. So it was considered, according to Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, a very, very special blessing. And I want to read this before we sing it again. Hosea 6, 3. Let us try to know the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the day dawns, as surely as the latter rains fall upon the earth. It's plural. It's plural. The latter rains fall upon the Lord. So it is considered a very special blessing of God. Want to sing it again? Let's sing it again. Send us the rain, Lord. Make it a prayer. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Make it me. Send me the Lord rain. Send me the Lord. Send me the rain, Lord. Send me the rain. Send me the rain, Lord. Send me the latter rain. Okay, I hope that melody goes through your mind like it went through mine this past week. Over and over again. You're driving the car, you're washing the dishes, you are doing anything you might do, and you hear that little melody, send me the rain, Lord. Thank you, Jim. Send me the rain, Lord. In the book of Joel, there's an interesting verse of scripture where in Joel chapter 2, verse 23, the writer says, be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice at what the Lord your God has done for you. He has given you the right amount of rain. Praise God. He's given us the right amount of rain. So we first looked at God's judgment that comes as a result of rain. It's the doctrine of rain. Secondly, we looked at His blessings. And the first of the two scriptures, we looked at the showers of blessings that God lets us receive. The second verse comes from Ezekiel chapter 34, 26. Ezekiel 34, 26. Now, the interesting thing now is that this word, when we talk about rain, means to shower violently. When we talked about the showers of God's coming down upon us, the showers of blessings, it was just, you know, your average middle-of-the-run blessing that God gives you. But this is the showers violently. And you recall the last storm you were in where the rain just fell and fell and fell and fell upon you. Ezekiel 34, 26 is a scripture that uses that word, Hebrew word, shower violently. And the word from the word is, I will bless them. I will bless them. Put your name there. I will bless blah. And I will let them live around my sacred hill. There I will bless your name with showers of rain when they need it. I will bless you with showers of rain. And again, this word shower means the violent rain that falls. So I guess I need to ask you this question. What is your season right now? What is your season? Is it a drought? Then it is a season for showers. Are you going through a season of heavy heaviness, great heaviness, then it is, my friend, a season for showers. If you're going through a season of black clouds, then it is a season for the showers. It's a reason for the season of showers. It's a reason. And it's, again, the word showers here is plural. I will give them my showers of rain. Showers of rain. Because all the blessings go together. God gives this blessing and this blessing. And God's blessings that come from the rain, as seen in this Hebrew word meaning shower violently, are like golden links in a chain. They just all go together and God's just pouring them out upon you, people. So I say, Neil, you old parched plant, look up and let God bless you with the showers. I say, okay, God, showers of blessings. That's what the pastor said. I will give you showers of blessings. And the scripture said it was just the regular blessings that God can give. But then there's a second type of blessings that come, and that is this in Ezekiel 34:26 that he read, shower violently. So I see, Lord, that when I'm going through my mowings and I'm cut off and beginning to bleed just a little bit, then I'm in a position to receive the showers. That's good. But then also when I'm going through some pretty bad times, I can get the violent showers that come upon me. So I say, I'm going to open up my leaves. I want you, dear people, to open up your leaves as parched plants. Open up your flowers for a heavenly watering. And remember that according to the word of God, Job got the rain after he went through what he went through. He also got sunshine after the rain, after he went through his thing. So the rain, while it can bring judgment upon us, and rightly so, there is after that the beautiful sun shining upon our life. The rain's not been a waste, and Job wants to know that, and I want to know that too, that if the, and this is his word, has the rain been for naught? Negative. Has the rain been for naught? No, the rain has not been for naught. The rain of judgment upon our life, it's not been for naught, because we got sunshine that comes after that. And so we only triumph in God when we have learned the radiance of the rain. Several scriptures just to conclude with. Deuteronomy 28:12 again. Deuteronomy 28:12, where it just says so clearly, He will send the rain in season. And that's so important to realize, because you may say, send me the rain, Lord. Send me the rain, Lord. Send me the latter rain. And the Lord says, well, the season's not here right now. You have tomorrow. Tomorrow. Maybe this afternoon, maybe next week, in season. And God says, my seasons are always right. And so 1 Kings 18:41 says, get up, eat, and drink, because there's a sound of rain coming. And if we had to have a concluding text, that would be it. Get up, eat, and drink, because there is a sound of rain coming for you personally in your life, in your family, your children, your wife, your husband, the church, the community church. And you, whoever you are, whoever you're listening to me, listen, the showers of rain are coming. And Jeremiah 5:24 says, let us now fear our God who gives rain in its season. And that good verse in Job 29:23, they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. Send us the rain, Lord. Well, open your mouth wide. Open your spiritual mouth wide open. Open it wide to receive the latter rain that God's got. They opened their mouth wide for the latter rain. Get up, eat and drink. There is the sound of rain coming. Lord God, thank you for the sound of rain that is coming upon our lives. For the church, you are raining. You're raining upon the community church. As a ministry, you are raining upon our individual lives. Right now, Father, you're raining. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just want to bless you for the rains that do come, and for the prospect, and for the faith, and for the hope that believes that the rain is on its way. hark, and the scripture says, hearken, because it is beginning to rain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you stand with me?